Here's Frank, Scott, Chris, and Adam.
And just like that, we have our first decent-sized trade of the trade deadline season with Nelson Cruz headed to the Tampa Bay Rays. Welcome into an emergency edition of Fantasy Baseball Today on Thursday night, July 22nd. Frank Stanfield joined by Chris Towers. The final deal, Nelson Cruz and minor league reliever Calvin Faucher in exchange for two pitching prospects from the Rays, Joe Ryan and Drew Strotman. Honestly, Chris, we haven't talked about Nelson Cruz seemingly all season long because he's just doing what he always does. He's currently the 57th ranked player in Roto. Does this do anything for his value?
No, probably not. I mean, the one thing I guess would be it's the Rays, so you never know if maybe they won't play him as much as the Twins were, but they probably will. He steps on the field and, I mean, he has to be their best hitter by a decent margin. So given that they have a designated hitter spot available and a ton of guys who can play a ton of different positions, I don't see any reason to think that they wouldn't just put him out there every single day and let him mash. This is a team that needs offense. They've got a lot of really interesting pieces, but it's been a, you know, we talked about on the podcast yesterday, it's been a disappointing season for Austin Meadows. Brandon Lau has been up and down. So, you know, Wander Franco hasn't given them what they hope for. So yeah, I think the assumption should be that Nelson Cruz is going to keep being Nelson Cruz.
Yeah. Just comparing ballparks for a second, park factors say that Target Field is a better place than Tropicana to hit. But according to, I was looking into Swish Analytics for specifically right-handed power, Tropicana actually does grade out as a better park for right-handed power than Target Field. So take that for whatever it's worth. But this gives us an opportunity to once again revel in Nelson Cruz, because again, we haven't really talked about him this year, but he's the 57th ranked player in 5x5 Roto. He does have three steals, which is pretty random for Nelson Cruz. He's averaging 3.1 fantasy points per game, batting .294, 19 homers, a .907 OPS. Chris, that ranks 17th among qualified hitters for Nelson Cruz at the age of 41. It's just, it's crazy. And he's still crushing the ball. You look at his Statcast page, it's red everywhere.
He's going to finish the season with 450 career homers. There's a decent chance, there's a non-zero chance that Nelson Cruz, who didn't hit more than 10 homers in a season until he was 28 years old, is going to finish with 500 home runs. He's going to come really close. Like, I don't know, at some point he's going to stop being awesome. It's the comp I've made over and over has been to David Ortiz. Like, I would bet David Ortiz is probably not a good major league hitter anymore, but we have no idea. He retired before we ever saw it. Some guys do that. Most guys, Father Time is undefeated, and you will see the decline phase well before they retire. Nelson Cruz is one of those guys who just, it has not happened for him. There's no signs really of slowing down. Over the last two seasons, he's played 138 games. He's got 35 homers and a .297 average. He's amazing. I don't think changing league or parks is going to be a big detriment to him. He's got the kind of power that should play everywhere.
Yep.
He's amazing.
Yep. I don't think there's much else to say aside from that. I will just point out the Minnesota Twins were 12th in runs per game entering Thursday's action. Tampa Bay was 7th in runs per game. So they do strike out quite a bit as a team, but he's actually joining a slightly better lineup in terms of run production. So could have more RBI and run scoring opportunities there for Nelson Cruz. Some more Tampa Bay fallout. I would guess some combo of Yandy Diaz, Joey Wendell, G-Man Choi, maybe even Wander Franco lose a little bit of playing time. Brett Phillips too. I don't think it's anything major for fantasy, but yeah, I think the point you made about Nelson Cruz, maybe he sits out a little bit more here or there as they to keep guys fresh. That's what Tampa Bay does. So
Meadows has been the primary DH lately. I would guess he just slots into one of the corner outfield spots now. Yep. You know, I think that's it's pretty simple. You don't have to overthink about it. He just probably plays a lot of left field now.
I want to talk about some of the prospects here that the Minnesota Twins actually received in this trade, and I think there's a lot to like with Joe Ryan, who just kind of went under the radar because Tampa Bay just always has so many fun prospects, but he's really fun himself. He's got a really big fastball, great slider, 12 games at AAA this season, 11 starts, 3.63 ERA for Joe Ryan, 0.79 whip, and 11.8 K per nine, 1.6 walks per nine. So really good strikeouts. Looks like really good control. He's only 3% rostered. I don't know that Minnesota's going to rush him because they're not really playing for much, but it kind of seems like he's ready too. So what do you think about Joe Ryan, Chris?
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, the scouting on reports on him were maybe that the stuff isn't quite as good as, you know, he had a 38% strikeout rate in 2019. So he's the kind of, you know, he has the kind of profile where I wonder, like, is he as good as the numbers indicate, or is he someone who benefits from, you know, kind of being a little advanced for his level? He's 25 years old and he can just pound the zone, and that's the kind of thing that can really really work for you in the minors. But maybe when you get up to the majors, it doesn't quite work out as well. I don't know. I can't honestly say that I've watched him pitch, so I can't say, you know, that there's something to that his, you know, stuff isn't as good as the numbers say. That's just, you know, what I'm reading. But yeah, I mean, look, he looks interesting when he gets called up. I think he'll certainly be worth adding in any AL only league if he does get picked up. And, you know, I think the same is probably true of Drew Stottman, whose numbers aren't quite as good, you know, actually lower ERA, but he's had some control problems. Injuries have been an issue for him over the last couple of seasons. You know, I think both of those guys, if they get the call, you've got a 3.12 ERA with Stottman for his career, a 2.70 for Ryan, you know, at the very least AL only, they should be added if they get the call for the Twins, and they're both at AAA, so it could happen down the stretch.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind adding Joe Ryan right now in an AL only league, stashing him there. Sure. Anywhere else, you know, 15 teams, 12 team roto, I don't think you need to stash him now, but if he's someone that gets the call later this season to the Minnesota Twins, Joe Ryan that is, I'd be interested in adding him in probably some standard leagues, because I'm pretty interested definitely in that strikeout ability. Mm-hmm. Let's just talk about the Twins lineup fallout here as well, Chris. On Thursday, they had Josh Donaldson at DH, which I'm sure they're shopping him as well. The Twins are not really playing for much this season.
They would love to move him. He's got like $40 million left on that contract, I'm pretty sure.
Everything going on? Everything all right there?
Cats are fighting. It's fine.
Yeah, so I don't know if they're going to be able to move Josh Donaldson, but I'm sure they would like to. Williams Astudillo was playing at third base. The one that I'm paying attention to here is Nick Gordon, former top prospect with them, and I just wonder if he's going to get more playing time here down the stretch. And if you play in a categories league,
yeah, he's got
some speed. So anything else that you're seeing here from the Twins lineup that we should pay attention to?
No, I mean, this is, you know, in the last, 48 hours, they've lost two of their best bats in Alex Kirilloff. Cats, please stop fighting. In Alex Kirilloff having season-ending surgery, and now Nelson Cruz being traded. You know, you look at someone like Trevor Larnach, and there have been some interesting things that he's been doing. The overall numbers aren't amazing, but, you know, the underlying numbers maybe suggest that he's been a little unlucky. So maybe he can be someone who moves up in the batting order and can provide a little spark down the stretch. But for the most part, yeah, I mean, you know, maybe Nick Gordon gets, I don't know, 8 steals the rest of the season. You know, that's kind of the kind of thing you're hoping for. He's got 10 in 36 games between the majors and the minors so far this season. So he's got that going for him.
All right, Chris, I think we need to wrap up here so that you can make sure that everything's all right with the Cats. Trevor Larnach, someone I really did like earlier on in the season. The strikeouts have really got out of control. It's up to a 33% strikeout rate for Larnach. His max exit velo in the 97th percentile this season. So I think there's something there for Larnach. There are some skills, but I think it's going to take a little bit more refinement. So we'll see what happens there for him and for Nick Gordon. All right, that'll do it. Nelson Cruz headed to the Tampa Bay Rays. Let's see what else happens. For Chris, I am Frank. Thank you all for listening and watching this emergency edition of Fantasy Baseball Today. We'll be back again later on. Bye-bye.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. Men's National Team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast, and I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time. just like me, and also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Fiori Gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the Men's Sunday Performance Jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Fiori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.